I didn't hear it. Dear friends in Christ, we come to chapter 13 of the history of our church body. This is entitled Our Relationship with Other Church Bodies. As you know, there are many other Lutheran church bodies in our country. The largest is the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, the ELCA. But when we compare the teachings and practice of this church body with the Bible, we can easily see that this is not a church body that we can join or support. In the first place, the ELCA does not teach that the Bible is in all its parts the infallible, inspired Word of God. And so naturally, if they do not have the Bible as their foundation, they are not going to teach things according to God's Word. But then there are many other Lutheran church bodies in our country. What is our relationship with them? Well, in the very early years of the CLC, there were free conferences. And free conferences were conferences where people from different church bodies could meet. And so these conferences were arranged to see if there was agreement in teaching and practice among the various Lutherans in our country. And some of the pastors and teachers from our church body attended these conferences too. And although they found that there was agreement in some of the teachings of the Bible, there was not agreement in all of the teachings of the Bible, particularly the teachings of church and ministry and church fellowship. But you see, the kind of agreement that our Lord wants, according to His Word, is complete agreement in all the doctrines of the Bible. For this is what we read in 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Now I plead with you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. But is it really right for the CLC to remain separate from all of these other Lutheran churches? Well, the separation would be wrong if the separation is not based on God's Word. If we are separate from other churches for other reasons besides what God's Word says, then we are doing wrong and we need to change. And this is our confession, too. In concerning church fellowship, the statement is made, any separation in the church which is not made in the interest of God's glory and the glory of His gospel is to be condemned. And so we are hopeful always that unity can be discovered with other church bodies, that we can learn that the Holy Spirit, through His Word, has brought about the same understanding and teaching of God's Word that we have. And when that happens, then it is important that we express that fellowship by worshiping together and working together in missions and education and so forth. Now, from time to time, our church body has held meetings with other church bodies in order to discover, hopefully to discover, that there is unity. In the early days of the CLC, we had meetings with the other CLC. Did you know there was another CLC? The Concordia Lutheran Conference. But these meetings revealed that we were not in agreement in the doctrines of church and ministry. Now, most of the meetings that our church has held with other churches are meetings with the Wisconsin Synod. And we had many meetings over a period of many years. And sometimes it seemed as though we were coming close to an agreement, but in the end, the discussions revealed that there was still a difference between us and the Wisconsin Synod in the teaching of church fellowship. Now, we realize that the Lord's guidance is very important when we're having meetings with these other churches, because sometimes we can be so eager to establish peace and harmony with others that we are willing, or that we are tempted to be willing, to give up some teaching in God's Word just in order to attain some external harmony. But you see, it's very important when such meetings are held that all of us Christians, all of us members, pray for our representatives, that they will remain faithful to God's Word and not cave in when some doctrinal point is made. Now, in our history so far, we have not we have not discovered unity with any other church body in our own country. But through the years, we have discovered unity with church bodies in other countries. For a while, we were in fellowship with a group in Paris, France. But then we lost contact with them, and that fellowship is not in existence today. And then we also found ourselves in agreement with a group of congregations in Nigeria, in Africa. Some of these congregations are not with us anymore, but there is a group that is called the Nigerian Church of the Lutheran Confession, the NCLC. And then, sometime later, a man from one of our congregations was in India, and he got sick, and he went into the hospital there, and a Lutheran pastor visited him, and after discussions, this man discovered that really this Lutheran church in India was teaching the same things that we were. And so after meetings, yes, we are in agreement. So to this day, we are working together with the CLCI in India, Church of the Lutheran Confession in India. In one of the later chapters, we're going to discuss some of the other groups in other countries of the world with whom we are working together in the proclaiming of God's Word. And this is certainly a wonderful blessing that has been given to us by our God, that we can join together with Christians, Lutherans, confessional Lutherans in other countries of the world to proclaim the truth of God's Word and spread that Word wherever we can. Let us conclude by singing hymn 292, stanzas 8 and 9.